And good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And I have in my studio today two lovely ladies. We've been giggling since they've gotten here, which has been quite cute. So we have Andrea Carter and we have Lasha. So first when they came, you know, it's very sunny here. So they're putting on their sunglasses and they're kind of reminiscing about the fact that with their sunglasses, they're feeling invisible. And then I ask about Lasha's last name. And well, we're going to just stick it with Lasha because she's decided that because there's no attachment to her last name, that we are now moving forward and it's just Lasha. So there you go. We have quite the, I think we're going to have quite the fun tonight. So, welcome.
Thank you.
And you both do body talk.
Yep.
And that's primarily what you do, which is kind of cool. So we're going to get into that. But why don't we start with your journeys? So, Andrea, why don't you start?
Sure. So I got into body talk because I was experiencing severe migraines, actually. And I'm a healthcare practitioner. I'd done my degree in psychology and done athletic therapy as well as massage therapy. And I was teaching massage therapy at the time and had enough, you know, background and interaction with various different types of modalities to try a lot. And what was happening was that everything was treating the symptoms, but my migraines were actually getting worse and not getting any better. And I had a colleague who said, let me try this body talk on you. And I didn't really understand it. At the time, she couldn't quite vocalize exactly what body talk was, and that was just part of her growth and where she was going. And so what ended up happening was, in the morning, I came into the school and I said, oh my God, my headache is just driving me nuts. And at this point, my migraines were getting to the point where I'd have to go to the hospital to get a shot of Toradol just to take the edge off. And she said to me, well, you have nothing to lose at this point, so why don't you just let me do a body talk session on you? And I thought, well, you know what? She's absolutely right. I don't have anything to lose. So we actually went into the closet of all places.
Well, that's fun.
Isn't it? And she did a session on me in this massage therapy closet. And lo and behold, I still had a headache, but I didn't get the full-blown migraine. And I thought, okay, well, maybe that was fluke. And then I went on and I had her do a few more sessions, and I remember saying to my husband, you know, I don't know if this body talk is working. And he said, Andrea, you haven't had a migraine in about 6 months. It's working. Trust me. And from there, I just needed to learn more and know more. And when I was 18, I had cancer. I had cervical and uterine cancer. And I was told after having surgery, that I wouldn't be able to conceive. And I now have an 11-month-old son. And that was all through body talk. I attribute all of that to the body talk system. And it's just been such a wonderful process. It's taught me so much and changed so much in my life that I'm now an instructor of body talk. And I also teach Mindscape, which is another course that's affiliated with the body talk system.
Wow. And when I think of the journey, what is it about the journey for you that sort of started you on this alternative health type journey? Like what was really going on for you in that?
So a lot of it, you know, every person has their own story. Every person has their own experience in how they grew up. And I think I was really stuck in a lifestyle and in thought patterns that were really holding me back in the fact that I was very judgmental, very, I don't know that I'd say angry. I mean, it wasn't like I was raging or anything, but I was negative, absolutely negative. And I think that's the biggest thing that's shifted, is the way that I see things, the way that I look at life itself, and the compassion that I've grown for people instead of looking at it from a judgment perspective. There's definitely more compassion as to just recognizing that no matter what is out there, who's going through whatever, compassion is something that not a lot of us work enough with. And I don't know that I'd be where I am today without the body talk system. I don't know that I'd be able to recognize that without it.
So it's really helped you in many, many different ways.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And is that all because, like, is that all body talk, or is that also the mind?
The mindscape? No. I did the mindscape shortly after I had done the body talk system. And absolutely, they integrate within each other. But the body talk system is nothing new. It's anything, any type of alternative medicine out there built into one. And it also brings in the emotional and conscious perspective as well. And it works on all levels of the body. So not just the conscious mind, but the subconscious and the sub of the sub and the superconscious mind. So all of those things are completely integrated within the body talk system. And because of that reason, you might go in with, I went in very much with a physical issue, but it's not just the physical that's changed, because our body and our mind are actually completely intertwined.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine most people go in with a physical problem. Is that true?
Not always. Some people come in just because they want to be proactive with their health.
Okay.
Some people come in because there's more of a mental issue going on, either stress in their family or some sort of anxiety or depression or hormones. Although those can be physical, they are also very much a state of mind that we get stuck within as well. That whole cyclical aspect of our mind chatter. And with the body talk system, that's something that can be addressed as well.
Very interesting. So Lasha, tell us about your journey.
So it's interesting, the term, calling it the journey. As soon as you said that, I was like, wow, the way I'm going to present myself has shifted. And it's been cool. A nice transition. I just feel like, wow, I guess I'm really going to open up and really say what my journey's been. So I thank you for that. Reflecting back, my dad committed suicide when I was in grade 12. And without knowing, it really got me seeking. And so I moved away from my small little town with the big mask and started into a lot of the alternative therapies, seeking for things that I wasn't aware I was seeking. And so body talk system was this finally the aha. It was fascinating, my first session, where the first time ever hearing the word grief, I was like, wow, what is grief? You know, it was held within my lungs and it was associated with a lot of the symptoms I was having. And even growing from that, the courses I've taken, going to satsangs with the founder, Esther, the wife, it was, I remember saying the first time, she said, well, if you're sitting here, you must be a seeker. And I was like, well, what does a seeker mean? Like, I it was so foreign, but yet I was naturally just drawn to it for my own personal growth. And so it's been a really just melting away the ego of who am I really? What happens to you when you die? All those questions and those seekings is where I was starting to find answers from. So it was really a journey to start healing myself and getting that concept around the practitioner, where oftentimes we like playing the role of healing others, thinking it's always them, but this was a system that reflected it. It's like, wow, this is my issue. How do I work on myself? And it's been a really good personal growth of being able to reflect and heal myself with that. So
yeah, I would think that most people and most practitioners really get into it because, I mean, it's just like what they say about you go into psychiatry because you need a psychiatrist. You go into, you know, you go into a chosen field mostly because it's something you need to heal within yourself first. And you really need to do that work before you can help a lot of other people. Although you can also help a lot of people while you're doing your work, because you're going through a you know, an integral part of your own growth, which allows a lot of people to flow with you, because you usually attract a lot of the same type of issues that you have. And, you know, it's that cyclical action that sort of brings synchronicities and brings people into your lives. It is part of who you are as well as what you will offer.
Right.
Because yeah. You all will have, you know, a gift that really will attract the type of people that, you know, you're healing within yourself as well.
Absolutely. And I think that there's there is a lot of truth to that. Although, because the body talk system is so extensive, you're not just limited to Mm-mm. one thing. And so often we do end up mirroring clients. I remember for about a year before I got pregnant, I had a number of clients coming in with infertility issues, either specific diagnosis or undetermined, lots of undetermined infertility. And it amazed me because there's about 47 women that I've worked with. And of those 47, there are 42 that wow. have conceived or are pregnant now.
Wow.
And that's a large number.
That's a really pretty incredible statistic. I think you
yeah,
could
absolutely. And each of them was completely unique in themselves as to what needed to happen in order for them to become pregnant.
And what are the types of things, without, you know, revealing personal information, but what are the types of things that could be a result of infertility? I mean, you had a very specific thing that happened within your body that was part of it, but obviously was able to be healed so that you could conceive. So what are other people's, because there are a lot of women out there, I think, that struggle Absolutely. With infertility.
And I think a lot of it is the, again, the reflection of the body and the mind, which is always such a hard thing to hear. Nobody wants to hear that, well, my mind is making me not get pregnant. How is that possible? But there's always underlying issues at some level, whether that's on a conscious level or whether that's on a subconscious level, holding patterns of belief systems. Belief systems are formed by the time we're 3 years old. Mm. And it could even be something as simple as being very intertwined with... okay, for example, the Catholic faith. So mm-hmm. Catholic faith, if we look at sexuality is something that's not talked about, that's not open, that we're not exposed to. You know, we talk about the chastity belts and keeping the knees together and all the rest of it. And I
say as a really good method of birth control,
absolutely.
Yes. Although I haven't heard many women that have been on a chastity belt in a while, but, you know, I think it's probably still possible.
Absolutely. But, you know, all of those belief systems, whether they are something we resonate with and believe, or whether they are something that our parents believed, mm. is something that we hold on to. And they resonate within the cellular level of our bodies mm. as well.
And that's what I think is unique to the body talk system, is because everybody is so unique, their own story. How did they get there? And the system is developed to reflect you. So asking your body as to, you know, what is the priority? What is your story? How do you need to unravel it? That's what I really liked. There's so much respect to yourself with this system that as a practitioner, you're not imposing your own beliefs. You're not imposing as to how it should be done. We're truly respecting the body as to all the levels. Is it the physical? Is it the mental? Is it the emotional? Or is it spiritual? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different layers we are composed of. So from a lot of my other trainings, it was always just so narrow-minded or just one avenue where I knew we were more complex, where the BiTalk system works at that complexity to develop or to seek whatever layer and level it's needing to at that time for that person. So as Andrea said, she's worked on that many people, but every story is different. Mm-hmm. How they got there and how they need to, what they need to work on is unique to them. So she heard how many different stories, and it's reflecting Absolutely. To them.
Yeah.
So it molds to the individual. That's what I really enjoy about it.
And even injuries, you know, injuries, illnesses, they're very intertwined. If you look at how a lot of our systems are developed, we have systems that have a specific way that we are to follow procedures in order to heal in certain ways. But our bodies don't just heal in certain ways, just like the events in our lives don't unfold in a set way. Or, you know, it's like change. If change were, someone were to say to me or say to Lasha, okay, Lasha, on this day, I'm going to come to you with this specific change, and this is how it's going to present itself. Change would not be that scary, would it? If we knew all of the details about how our lives were going to change. But that being said, a lot of it is also where we get locked into a certain way of thinking, a certain way of practicing, a certain way of doing things as the role of the practitioner. And when we're stuck in that, absolutely, the focus is still for the client, but it's not the client's body that's dictating the session. It's the practitioner that's then dictating the session. Mm-hmm. And because all of us are unique and have our own stories and have our own backgrounds and our belief systems have been formed by the time we're three, all of these things, that's truly why the BiTalk system has drawn, I think, both of us into it, because it was unique to ourselves and to our situation. And seeing that many women that year before I became pregnant, you know, that was a big aha moment for myself. Absolutely. Yeah. And I didn't think, I mean, I remember people would ask me, okay, well, you're married, and so when are you going to start having children? And my response was always either that my career was too important, or that the timing wasn't right, or that we were going to wait 5 years or whatever. But all of those things were excuses, because I was so scared that it wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it took seeing all of those women go through their journeys and getting pregnant that kind of made me go, hey, wait a second, Andrea. You know, if you're able to watch all of these women's bodies heal themselves, why would you be any different?
Mm-hmm.
And even with the migraines, I mean, my body was able to heal with the migraines, whereas nothing else worked. And so if I could get rid of my migraines with this system, why not get pregnant with this system?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when did the final aha moment happen that you went, oh, wait, what about me?
Probably the minute I found out that I was pregnant.
Okay, that doesn't sound like an aha moment, but that sounds like an aha moment. I didn't exactly use it to heal my body, but you did, because you did it indirectly with everybody else.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. It was still absolutely a shocker. But at some level, I knew that I was ready for it.
Right.
Whereas prior to that, it wasn't even a conscious possibility for me.
Right.
That's not for me. That's not. And it was probably a few months before that I actually started talking to my husband about the potential of having children, of getting pregnant, of even thinking, okay, well, maybe we should start trying. And I remember my husband just being, ecstatic and scared that that was even a possibility, because he knew all of the fears as right. well. But
right,
absolutely.
So Lasha, tell us a little bit. You said that a lot of your stuff was in your lungs. How did that impact you? What was going on with, I mean, we didn't, without going into the details of what it was, but just, you know, how did that impact?
Yeah, I was, I had excuses. I was living in, I'm from Manitoba, so, you know, the prairies, and I was living in Kananaskis in the middle of the mountains. So I had excuses for the symptoms, you know, acne on the chest, having a hard time breathing, low energy. So I had a lot of excuses for a lot of my symptoms, which I thought were valid. Right. Until, you know, the other aha or that other option was, wow, you know, that was just a mask. That was just a, yeah, just a pretending that I was okay with, but all these symptoms were validated by some other excuse. So right. it was really starting to take a look at my life. Wow, what am I sabotaging? What are my excuses? Why can't I achieve what I wanted to do? So, yeah.
So the mind definitely played a part, because in the mountains, that could be, there were lots of reasons why that could actually be a reflection of what you were going through.
Yeah, for sure. And I totally slipped my mind as to what I was going to say.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, my.
So your mind, though, played the excuses up in...
Oh, for sure. Just to probably mask. It's protecting. Our mind is very brilliant. It's very smart. It's just a matter of using how to function with it. Mm-hmm. Like, it can do anything we want it to do, but we're never trained as to how to work with our mind, how to befriend your mind, or your mind will just keep going and going. Mm-hmm. Where Mindscape is a really great course to actually build that relationship with your mind, understanding how it functions, and to utilize it. Mm-hmm. But in that aspect, it was amazing how that whole transition was able to actually let me express my emotions as well. Mm. So it's amazing how Andrea said at the age of 3 that all of our belief systems are established then, but so are our behaviors out how to express our emotions. So I know, being a mom as well, as Lacey's going, you know, starting to get mad, it's like, wow, how as a parent do I, you know, condition this? What do I say? I can't say, no, don't get mad. Because then we learn mad and anger is a bad emotion, which I think is so oftenly put that negative anger. But anger is a very healthy emotion. It's what gets things shifting and moving.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of learning how to express it and utilize it for ourselves. So I know this has been a great journey for parenting, of learning actually the whole concepts and how to become a parent, and having that awareness of how crucial the first, you know, 3 to 4 years are. So,
yeah. And Lasha, I think you're absolutely, you know, right on the mark when it comes to looking at emotion, because I think a lot of us are taught the only emotion that we are safe or that is acceptable within society is joy. And so the amount of people that laugh in an awkward situation or laugh at a time where there's trauma, because that's how they were taught
to release,
because any of the other emotions, fear, worry, grief, anger, were not acceptable. To cry, whether that's a woman or a man, in public, is still something that many of us struggle with. Mm-hmm. And yet that's such a natural human response. But we're taught to stifle it. And we're taught to stifle that at a very young age. And so all of those things, our cells have memory. Mm-hmm. And all of those, you know, belief systems or behaviors or emotions and the way that we express things are conditioned at a very young age. And so absolutely, both of us having young children at home, we look at our children and go, oh my goodness. But it's amazing, I think, having the awareness, and there's much, much more growth to come, I'm sure. But just having the Body Talk system and Mindscape and the different tools that we have, I can't imagine being a mother without having these tools. There's often mornings where my son Logan has been up you know, for 2 hours, and I've done about 5 sessions on him or something, because he's banged his head, slammed his fingers in a drawer, or he's just woken up in a bad mood.
Right.
And, you know, whether it's the Body Talk Access, and the Access course is a very simple course. It's a day course that anybody can learn. And it's just 5 basic techniques that you learn. Or whether it's taking the full module 1 and 2 and all of the rest of the modules to become a practitioner. I can't imagine my life without the system, because it's given me tools so that life doesn't have to be as difficult. And that's really what it boils down to, is I remember difficult. I remember how difficult I liked to create things, and the drama, always being caught up in the drama. And it doesn't have to be drama.
Well, I think right now, with the whole world watching Oprah and Eckhart Tolle talk about a new earth, and I mean, the consciousness that that's bringing to the planet is huge. But
absolutely,
he talks a lot about children and how children can be your spiritual practice, because it can allow you to be in the moment, not react, because your reactions are really it's a reaction to an emotion.
Absolutely.
Of our thoughts. Mm-hmm. So a thought triggers the emotion that triggers our reaction that, you know, brings our ego into play, or our pain body, which is an emotional, energetic thing that exists within our body and within our energy field. Yeah. So when we start reacting, of course, the child starts reacting, and then it becomes this, you know, you're now creating this energy body within their body. It's so a
cycle.
It's a cycle that can continue. And so it's very interesting that you're both experiencing this, and you're both feeling, coming from a place that maybe not from reading this book, but from your own system that's allowed you to
absolutely,
you know, be more in the now.
And it's interesting, because I have started reading the book, and what I giggle about is that Esther Veltheim, who is the founder of Body Talks, the Body Talk System's wife, she has a book called Who Am I Not? Is that the correct title?
Yep.
And I remember reading it a number of years ago. And the concepts that she brought forth are so similar to Eckhart Tolle's work right now that I feel like I'm almost rereading Esther's work. And it's amazing how intertwined everything is.
Yeah, there's really nothing new out there. It's just there a matter of how it...
How is it presented?
How it's presented, how you resonate with it, you know, what allows you to do, and when you're ready, because that's the whole thing, is if you're not ready, you're going to read this book and it's going to be meaningless.
That's right. Right over your head, or that's stupid, or whatever the defense mechanism is that we can create so that, oh no, that's not the way it is, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the other thing that's really nice about the Body Talk system too, is that Body Talk really isn't anything new. The difference about Body Talk is that it's everything that's out there pulled into one protocol chart. And then we use biofeedback, which is similar to a form of muscle testing, to navigate through this procedure chart, protocol chart, to find out what the priority of the body is, in what order. And it's like playing. It's like taking a flashlight and bringing light to the areas in the body that are in the priority or the sequence that the body wants to heal in. Whether that's physical, whether that's emotional, whether that is working with their environment, and the issues within the environment. Do you have anything to add at this point, Lasha? She's giggling at me. She's finally taken her sunglasses off.
The sun has finally moved.
Yes.
I've opened up already,
that's
I guess.
Right.
The mask is gone.
She's not invisible anymore. But she is just still Lasha.
the questioning of knowing, who am I? As we continued on, I was like, wow, those really did serve a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. So I think the aspect about the body talk system that...
Do you want to talk about the founders a little bit and how they came into it? Or do you know that?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Lasha, why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
Okay, so John and Esther, they're both the founders. So John is more of the masculine holder of it, and Esther is the feminine essence. They are a brilliant couple, watching them teach together. They play the roles perfectly. I was very fortunate to study under John for, it was his last year teaching all the basic modules, so I followed him around. He'd look and say, the little Canadian girl, you're here again? I can't get rid of you. So from there, I started rapport with John, so it was great to actually have that relationship with him. But John, at the really young age of 7, started into meditation, into martial arts. So he's always been the philosopher into life. He evolved into a lot of really successful careers with chiropractic, acupuncture, homeopathy. And then he got into Reiki. He was really fascinated with the concept around Reiki, around with his martial arts, you build up your own energy to disperse it. Or with some of his healings, he'd have to use his own energy. So it's really draining and tiring on your body. And so he just became ill, and a colleague of him signed him up for Reiki and said, you're taking this course. And that was...
How old was he then?
Well, that was... I don't know how old he was. That was probably about his third or fourth career at that time. So he was... had, you know, a ways into his journey. And he was fascinated by the concept that Reiki wasn't his own energy he was using. So he was seeing a lot quicker results. He was feeling a lot more energized at the end of the day himself. So he decided to sell his acupuncture college and go into his Reiki master. And that's where he met his second wife, Esther. And so Esther and him traveled the world teaching Reiki. And then John got sick. He was diagnosed with the Epstein-Barr virus. It was given 2 weeks to live. A colleague of his said, hey, I have this something to give it a try. It's something we're just kind of dabbling with. And so it's to put a bit of blood on his navel and do this tapping. And he thought, well, that's kind of weird, but heck, I only have 2 weeks to live. Why not give this a try? So he did this several times throughout the day. He spoke a really high fever. The fever broke four days later, and he's here to tell the story. But the fascinating thing, when he went to go back to get his blood work done, there's no trace of the Epstein-Barr virus. And so even to this day, his blood work does not reflect that virus. So at that time, he knew there was something to this tapping. And from then, him and his wife, Esther, have been developing the system. And the great thing about the system, it's really new. It's only been out for 12 years and growing rapidly. It's in 36 countries, 6 different languages, and it's still evolving. So we have some of the most top research scientists working with us developing body talk. It's still evolving, which I love about it. I haven't got bored. I'm not still seeking because I know I'm getting the most recent research with this system.
So people like Dr. Thornton Streeter, who is the director of the Biofield Center in UK and India, both John Beltheim and Dr. Thornton Streeter actually just finished a study in India, where they, Dr. Thornton Streeter is been working with a number of different energetic approaches, and recently he's just developed what's called the PIP, the Polycontrast Interference Photography. And what this photography does is it actually measures the energy within the body as well as the esoteric field, so outside the body. And John went down to India and they took photos of subjects prior to a body talk session and thereafter. And the slides that we have are just absolutely incredible because you can actually see the changes before the body talk system and then after the body talk system. All of that research is with the IBA, the International Body Talk Association, and practitioners have access to it. And then if you're ever able to go to a body talk information night, most people that are presenting will have those slides as well. Another person that is working with body talk is Dr. Bruce Lipton, and also Dr. James Oshman. And Dr. James Oshman and Dr. Bruce Lipton. Dr. Bruce Lipton wrote The Biology of Belief. And Dr. James Oshman, my goodness, he's written a number of different books. But both of them actually have attended Body Talk conferences and have been keynote speakers. And Dr. James Oshman is considered one of the leading authority figures in energy medicine. And at our last conference, he actually said, "You body talkers scare me. You actually know what to do with the information that I'm giving you." And as Lasha was describing, it's amazing because this system is continuously evolving. It's continuously growing. And because it's doing that, we're keeping up with the scientific advances within our world, within our society. And what's amazing to me is that I actually have just started lecturing to the med students at the University of Calgary. And their textbooks are still 20 years behind. And it's amazing to me when I went to this conference to lecture to these med students, one of the doctors was presenting information and statistics that they've started to compile on Western medicine and science. And what he showed was that in Canada and the States, approximately 60% in each, in both Canada and the States, Canada was a little bit lower, but 60% of our population is seeking complementary health care.
Wow.
And what was also incredible was that it didn't really matter on the demographics or on the income. If it was helping.
Is this chiropractic?
It's massage? All forms okay. of different complementary medicine. And what that says is that there is a changing world. We are starting to integrate all forms of different therapies.
And that's what I really love about the Body Talk system, because mm-hmm. it could be used as a standalone system or you can integrate it into your practice. Mm-hmm. So there's a category called other modalities. So in our system, we have that net that if we're needing to work with another practitioner, whether it be a doctor or a chiropractor, it will refer out saying, okay, you know, this isn't your forte, this isn't your strength. Let's refer them out to what they do need. So yeah. It's fascinating that way of being able to truly respect what the body is needing. And the system respects that we aren't the be-all and end-all. We do great things. We have a great system. But we know that there are other areas that need to be incorporated with us. So,
absolutely.
And even looking at the whole, Body Talk doesn't just look at the humans. We can be doing it on our pets. You can integrate it into, we have Earth Talk. So working on the soil, the plant, the water. So we truly do look at the big holistic approach. I think holistic is becoming just a fad name, really. If you take a look at the meaning, holistic is looking at the body of at a whole, where this system truly does do that on many different levels, where we kind of lose the meaning of the word. So the Body Talk is our language is really important in our society, I think.
Absolutely. And it's interesting too. I own a healthcare clinic called Adjust Your Health in Calgary, Alberta. And there are 18 practitioners at our clinic and all of us work together as a team. Mm. And it's amazing how many times it's come up, okay, well, other modalities, yes, and you actually need to have chiropractic, and it's this specific area that needs to be either adjusted or active release or Graston therapy. And the chiropractors, the massage therapists, or the acupuncturists, or the naturopath, or the sports medicine therapist, when they do the order that's come up with the Body Talk system, it's amazing how much shifts with their health. And I think that there's a lot to be said about that, looking at the whole picture and not just looking at the whole picture within the scope of practice that you are stuck or not stuck, molded to. All of us have an attachment or we're defined by the type of practice that we do. Mm-hmm. And with the Body Talk system, you don't have to be defined to only one thing. You're a facilitator as a practitioner. you're not the person that's doing the healing. It's the person who's actually on the table that's doing their own healing. And how lovely that I don't have to be responsible for somebody else's health.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about what a treatment looks like if you can. I don't know. You know, I know it's
sure.
Lie down.
Yep. So you come into the clinic room and you take your shoes off and you lie down on a massage table. And there are two main charts that we use. Once you're lying down, the practitioner will show you the biofeedback testing. So what a yes looks like, what a no looks like.
Is everybody's body different?
Absolutely. Okay. Everyone's responses are different. So,
so you ask and then it gives you.
Absolutely. Okay. And it's the same principles that naturopaths, homeopaths, osteopaths use where when they're trying to decipher between using a herb or a vitamin, you know, you test the strength of the arm. Well, whatever they're using is what they're testing the strength of the arm against. We use our protocol and our procedures charts as the stimulus. And the yes and the no response, so the weak or the strong response, will then allow us to navigate through these two charts. Mm. So while you're going through it, depending on the practitioner, some practitioners speak out loud. Some wait until they've built the equation. And the equation is really compiled of organs, endocrines, body parts, techniques that are from a whole variety of different healthcare that have been built into one type of technique. Once we've established what the equation is, then you might have to hold the organ, the endocrine, the body part, or we might actually have to do one of the techniques. But the techniques mainly involve two hand positions, two holding positions within the body. And from there, we tap on the head. Tapping on the head initiates the brain to start the changes and to hold the new sequencing. And tapping on the heart stores that equation within the body and then circulates it to all of the cells within the body. HeartMath.com is a really great resource to look up that energy and how the heart holds the frequencies. Lasha, do you want to add on to that?
Sure. Often too, when you go for a session, you'll fill out a case history form. And the only reason why we do that is for us to have something to evaluate on. A lot of times our results are really subtle. And so people will come back and say, I don't know if anything's shifted or changed. And then we go back to look at their form. And it's amazing how many shifts and changes, because we forget when something gets better. Mm-hmm. We forgot we even had it. So we do get you to fill out that form, primarily for that basis. We don't do any diagnosing. We don't take a look at your symptoms and treat them. We don't treat the body.
The body heals itself.
Exactly. The body heals itself. So we don't dictate as to what techniques we're going to do. We respect the body's ability to do it themselves, as well as all of our sessions. You are fully clothed during them as well, so it is quite comfortable and quite relaxing to get a session. Yeah. And another thing too with the system, at the end we ask your body when the suggested follow-up time frame is. So how much time does your body need to make those shift, that transition? And so it's not me as a practitioner trying to fill my calendar. It's really saying, okay, we need 3 weeks for your body to make these changes, and that would be our suggested follow-up. So their body dictates how it can mend into their lifestyle.
Absolutely. And so just to add on to that, it's not a therapy that you need to have every day, every week. Your body has taken however long to get into the state that it's in now. And so your body will also dictate how long it needs in order to unravel whatever the equation is or whatever the session is. And more often than not, it's, you know, 3 to 6 weeks before certain people come back, or if it's something that's very acute, it might be a week to 2 weeks. But generally speaking, there's a duration of time that your body needs to do the healing, needs to work with it. And that I also find so wonderful as well, because you're allowed that time to heal. Whereas a lot of modalities, we expect that if something hasn't changed, we need our clients to come back in a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Like, we can't change anybody's journey or their fate or where they're going to go. We can just only improve their life that they're experiencing at that time frame. So, you know, even if there is somebody who's quite ill with cancer or something, I can help their quality of life in the meantime. But if it's their time to die, I can't change that. So,
absolutely. And I, you know, doing a lot of work with various different types of cancer, I'll never forget the first client that did pass away. And my thought about, well, why didn't Body Talk heal them? But this was more my learning process, because what I found so wonderful and what I really learned from that experience was that it wasn't about this fellow living. It was about this fellow living the most or to the best quality that he possibly could, interacting with his family, having enough time to say goodbyes, having those last few months be so fantastic that when he did pass, his entire family contacted me. And it was amazing. All of them spoke of how deep their relationship had become and how much at peace they were with their father, their brother, their husband passing away. So absolutely, you know, we can't change somebody's pathway. It's your body doing the healing. It's your body doing what you need to do. But there's an easier way for life.
And yet saying that, you know, we do need chaos. We do need change. Mm-hmm. So when we do have those downs, they're healthy. That is our most gift of growth, is those hardships. Mm-hmm. And we get, come out and out of there, and we get to express our wisdom, what we've grown from. So when people do have those bumps in the road, I encourage and nurture them through it, saying, it's great. You might not see it now. 6 months down the road, you're going to come back and say, wow,
yeah,
look what I've learned. I had this epiphany. This is good. So,
well, and we don't learn from getting everything right. We learn from making our mistakes. And so absolutely, to embrace the mistake, embrace the path that we're on. And
well, we don't grow unless we have some sort of suffering that allows us to
learn,
to seek, to have the desire to find that deeper part of who we are. Because if we don't have that desire, you know, if our life is bliss, we will be mostly an ego, because we're
absolutely
there.
And yet, we need those people in the society as well. That's our balance, for sure. Yeah.
Although hopefully we're waking up, but yeah. Because I think the planet kind of needs it right now. We're kind of at that epiphany moment where there's something, you know, really changing.
There's some shifting, absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you want to talk about some of your best or favorite or experiences that you've had where you've assisted? I mean, that was a pretty profound case where you just spoke of, and obviously the women with fertility, but you know, anything
you know, it's hard to recall all of them. I think there's something that will trigger a memory and you'll relate it back, but I don't know that I can answer that, I think, the way that you're wanting me to answer it, only for the fact that I don't know that I've ever encountered someone within the Body Talk system that hasn't had shifting. And I think Lasha and I, being instructors, we see our students go through it. We see the clients that we work on go through it. We see our families go through it.
Whether they want to or not.
Whether they want to or not. That's right.
That's right. Or they're even aware of it or not.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of the experiences I can't even remember all of my experiences, never mind all of the other clients. But do you have any to share, Lasha?
Well, I can just think of my own personal journey. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, the biggest gift right there. It's mm-hmm. those clients. Yeah, they maybe had great successes, but yet it was really all about me, of my journey of how I grew to evolve to the instructor level.
Absolutely.
So when I take a look, a lot of them are really subtle. It could be just seeing a smile where before they were really frowning. So, or them able to go and start dating a man when they used to be totally fear of it, or
being come able off their meds, or
they're so things subtle that they've been dependent that it, on. You know, I don't have a whole list of, you know, medical case studies, because I find so many of them is just the integration into life, mm-hmm. their quality of life, how they're living it. So
living without defenses, or as many defenses, or as many coping tools.
And just learning those about themselves, being Absolutely. Aware, you know, I do have defenses, and catching themselves when they get defended. I think that's something we don't get taught, or we don't learn in life, which is a great lesson to be aware. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is my trigger. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Trevor is great to say, I can't make you feel. So, you know, what was that trigger? And it's great because Breakthrough is a course within the Body Talk system that takes you through a 7-step process to take your overreactions to find out what are our subconscious beliefs. What do we truly believe to have our life that we do have? And mm-hmm. so I use Breakthrough quite frequently to take a look and reflecting of what are my buttons? What do I really believe? How was I conditioned? Because so many of them are so subconscious, we're not even aware of it. Mm-hmm. So Breakthrough is a great system to reveal the subconscious. As soon as you have that aha, the shift takes place and the changes naturally come. And so when I come back and say, okay, this is kind of where I've got, and he'll be like, yeah, and totally integrate and have a great conversation of mm-hmm. our own growth within that. So it's really great to have that in a relationship. So you can't put that blame victim role as strongly, because
you have to be responsible.
Back on my plate. Yeah, you have to be responsible
for your own actions and your own feelings.
Yeah, yeah. Taking responsibility yeah. for that is huge, but it's very empowering.
It totally mm-hmm. is.
And humbling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing. Absolutely. Is what the Body Talk system has given us, we now want to give back, because it's affected our lives so dramatically that there is no avenue that it hasn't affected or crept into or shifted. And so because of that, you do have a different pathway. And what's lovely about the Body Talk system is that absolutely we have modules to become practitioners. And all
you
of those.
Want to talk about those modules? Like what they're a little sure. bit, so people know sure, if they want to.
So on the very basic level, there's the Access course, which is a day course that you learn 5 basic techniques. If you are a family, something that I personally feel anybody should have, the Access was actually developed by John so that anybody could use it. Mm. And whenever they need to use it.
And is that primarily for themselves?
Primarily for themselves. Absolutely. It's just a day course. It's $150 here in Toronto. And you can just go onto the website, bodytalksystem.com, to look up a variety of different instructors that will be in the GTA teaching it. Then there's the module 1 and 2 courses. The module 1 and 2 course is the course that you need to take in order to become a practitioner. Mm-hmm. Once you've taken that course, you can go on and there are 9 other modules that you can further yourself with. And all modules reflect different aspects of modalities that are out there, whether that's Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic principles, astrology, consciousness,
group dynamics,
group matrices. Dynamics, yeah, the emotional components as to how our emotions get stuck within our physiology and our physical bodies. So there's quite a bit to it, and each module has its own flavor and its own theme that we talk about. They are predominantly weekend courses, although module 1 and 2 are a 4-day course as opposed to a lot of the other modules that you can just take on a Friday night, a Saturday, and a Sunday. And once you finish all of those modules, we kind of joke that that's the kindergarten of body talk. Because you can then go on and learn about the brain, the psychology, the physiology, and the energy dynamics as well. And that is in the Parama Life Sciences Unit 1 and Unit 2. And there's a practical as well as a DVD full study at home course that you can do. And then we also have Mindscape, which is a course that teaches you how to use your alpha mind. So it is a course that really takes you through a working meditation, and you learn tools to build a workshop in your mind so that you are in touch with collective consciousness, with all of the information that's out there. And Lynn McTaggart wrote The Field and The Intention Experiment. And these two books are integrated into what Mindscape does in working with how the mind works and actually utilizing our mind and the mind's potential and creating the life that we want to create. So it really is about not only just affirmations, but different tools to put out there what it is that we want. You know, I'm sure that many have heard of the movie The Secret. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, The Secret is very important. But there's more tools. And Mindscape, I find, are the tools that we need to apply the principles. Mm-hmm. Then there's Breakthrough. And Breakthrough, as Lasha was talking about, is a program that teaches you 7 steps to break down your mask, to break down your defensive, to break down your big buttons that keep being pushed. Somebody can blow on you and those buttons are pushed. Why am I having this overreaction? And it really does help break all of that down.
So it's like in Breakthrough, it's almost a negative practice where mask saying an affirmation or doing things. We're putting another layer on. Mm-hmm. Where Breakthrough is coming from the other way of negative. Let's take a look and start shedding those layers. Let's start bringing us back to the truth. We don't want to put any more masks on. Let's start getting to the underlying core to reveal that, to make that shift, because they are just our belief systems. Mm-hmm. Our belief systems are not who we are. Mm-hmm. So to find out who you are, you have to define out who you are not. Yeah. And so that's what Breakthrough is finding who we are not. These are not who I am. These are my behaviors, my beliefs. So,
and we're not our behaviors either.
No.
We have a behavior. We have an overreaction. And the detachment from that is what is allowing us to be empowered. And it's lovely that we have other courses for our own personal gain to advance ourselves as the practitioner, as the person, as the mother, as the sister, as the seeker, the partner. Yeah.
Which I think is a really important part within a system. We need to be able to learn and reflect our own work. So the system integrates and really exercises our own personal journey, where I was lacking that in a lot of my other systems because it was always in practice externally, where this really got me in. So it's...
Well, and the practitioner was doing the work. So I, as the practitioner, am healing you as the client. And now... this system, it's like it's completely thrown that out the window. I, as the practitioner, am learning and growing on my own path instead of creating more masks where I have to be the practitioner, I have to be the healer, I have to be whatever that label is.
Because ideally, we just want to be able to be. Like, there's so many times we put that mask of, when I go home, I'm goo goo gaga with my daughter. Go to teach, I wear a different mask. If you know you go out with your friends, you might be another way. Where ultimately we just want to be the same essence anywhere we go. It doesn't matter if I'm in the grocery store, in the garden, or teaching in front of a class. It is really to be able to just express and be. Mm-hmm.
Nicely said. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the hour, which, you know, flew by. So why don't you tell each how you can be contacted?
Sure. So the Body Talk System website, to find out more information, you can go to www.bodytalksystem.com. My personal website is understandhealing.com. And both Lasha and I are living outside of the province, although that might be shifting on my end. I might be coming back to, this is my hometown, and that might be in the process, but we'll see that further. So you can get a hold of me at the phone number in Calgary is 403-542-6743. And again, all of our clinic listings, our courses are up on the Body Talk website. Both Lasha and I will be back in July to teach module 1 and 2. Mm. And I will be back in August to teach Mindscape. Yeah. So nice. We'll be frequenting the GTA more and more often, building on the energy and working with the industry here.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And my contact information, you can call toll free 1-866-687-2176. So if anyone's wanting any other information, info CD, info package, we're more than willing to send that out. But as well, on the website, it's great. There's our bios on there, picture and those types of things as well. Mm-hmm. But it shows courses all across Canada as well. Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely.
You know, if you have a friend somewhere in, you know, Nova Scotia or BC, you can just type in the city or the province and a list of the local practitioners will come up. So, which is nice. And they're all certified. So, you know, they've gone through all the examination and are doing the system properly.
And all of the, the majority of the certified practitioners also have their pictures and their bios up as well. So you can check out, you know, various different people that maybe you resonate with a little bit more. Every practitioner is unique and you'll be drawn to a certain practitioner for a certain reason. And I think one of the beautiful aspects about the Body Talk System is that you don't just have to be attached to one practitioner or attached to one instructor. We often talk about really as a network, going to different courses, going to different practitioners, because you'll take something different from each person you encounter. And that is also one of the beautiful aspects, that it's not, again, there's no aspect that's closed. It's all open and truly it's about your health, about your healing, on whichever level that needs to occur on.
That's great. Well, it's been an honor to meet you both. And I'd already met Andrea before, but it's been great talking about Body Talk. I would hope that we can continue this at some other point and maybe talk about some of the other modalities.
Absolutely. We'd love to come back. This was a fantastic evening. And Lori, it was great being here with you. Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you for allowing the opportunity for the sunglasses to come off.
We're still working on the last name. But
Lasha Cockroods is her last name. And you can find her on the Body Talk System. bodytalksystem.com. And look her up. She's lovely.
She definitely is. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much again, and take care, and we'll see you next week.